This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today we continue up the road on U.S. Route 395 to Mono Lake, 750,000 years old and an ecological marvel in the dramatic eastern shadow of the Sierra Nevada. Nothing at Mono Lake is all that impressive at first, especially if you've been smitten by the eastern Sierra Nevada's craggy granite peaks, crystal blue lakes, and all that snow and blue sky. Big gray lake with freeform white towers of tufa, or calcium carbonate, giving the place a craters of the moon look. Highly alkaline, salty water, sometimes an odd smell complete with flies and the endless swirl of seagulls, and a sparse day-old stubble of sage all around. Early settlers considered the lake dead, but native people knew better. They observed the huge seagull populations nesting here in spring, 85% of the total California gull population, meaning the species, not all the gulls in California. The California gull prefers the California coast in winter, but roams the entire West. It's the state bird of Utah, in fact, beloved there since 1848, when it saved settlers' field crops by feasting on the katydids, quickly consuming them. Some 300 other bird species frequent Mono Lake, including migrants like phalaropes and eared grebes. And people living here knew they depended on lake shrimp and brine flies for survival. The word mono, in fact, means fly in Yokut. The Paiutes who lived near Mono Lake harvested the brine fly grubs, a protein-rich delicacy, and traded them to the Yokuts for acorns. When spring winds stir the lake's waters, algae grows to support new populations of both brine flies and brine shrimp. The delicate cycle of life at Mono Lake can easily be observed in spring and summer, anywhere around the lake's shoreline. By midsummer it peaks, when some 4 trillion brine shrimp mature and become the bird's second major food source. That's just about the time fledgling gulls hatched on the lake's twin black and white islands take flight and go foraging. It's not easy catching brine flies in midair, an essential California gull survival skill. If you're lucky, you may witness young birds practicing, dropping sticks in midair and then diving to catch them. Mono's most notable features are its surrounding salt flats and peculiar tufa formations, strangely beautiful salt-white limestone pillars created naturally underwater, when salty lake water combines with calcium-rich fresh spring water bubbling up from below. The best place to wander through these fantastic tufa formations is in the South Tufa area. No climbing or souvenir taking. As for the 20th century war waged on behalf of Mono Lake and its water, shipped south to L.A., it's hard to get the full story even here. The fight has been so contentious, convoluted, and long-running, and has involved so many public agencies and public hearings, so many lawsuits and compromises, that even the simple facts aren't simple. Public outcry over ecological damage to the lake and successive lawsuits, thanks largely to the Mono Lake Committee and a 1983 decision by the California Supreme Court, finally slowed the siphoning. But to save Mono Lake from L.A., lake advocates agreed to more groundwater pumping farther south in the already desiccated Owens Valley, making this a somewhat Pyrrhic victory. For a truthy fictional version of the larger water theft story, watch Chinatown. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.